In a haunting, ghosts are believed to manifest in various ways, from cold spots to electronic disturbances. Ghosts may produce unexplained noises, such as footsteps, knocks, or eerie whispers. They've also been known to move objects, manipulate them, causing them to fall or levitate without any apparent physical force. Ghosts may also appear as visual manifestations, often seen as translucent or mist-like figures. But what if an entity was capable of much more? In 2001, the Van Landingham family moved into a charming house in Arkansas. They were initially enchanted by its picturesque surroundings. It sat in a beautiful, peaceful neighborhood. The family was surprised they were able to get the house for such a steal. It was priced on the lower end. Red flag. And their joy soon gave way to dread when strange occurrences began to unfold. Objects moved on their own accord. Unexplainable sounds echoed through the hallways. The family realized they weren't alone in their new house. It was haunted. And the entity within the home would stop at nothing to get them out, taking it to an entirely new level of terror. This is Avery After Dark, and I'm your host, Avery Ross. Did you miss me? I missed you. We're back today with an extremely scary true haunting. And to be honest, one of the more strange paranormal cases we've covered on the show. You may be saying, strange how, Avery? Oh, my friend, you're about to find out. Before we get started, I have a very exciting announcement. We just hit a major milestone. Avery After Dark has officially surpassed 100 episodes. That is amazing, and I want to thank each and every one of you for being a part of this with me, tuning in every week. And here's to the next 100 episodes. May we get even spookier from here on out, if that's possible. If you haven't already, leave a rating and a review on Apple Podcasts, and be sure to share Avery After Dark with your friends, family, anyone you know who needs a little supernatural, a little mystery in their life. Without further ado, let's get into today's haunting. It was summer 2001, and Terry and Blake Van Landingham were preparing for an exciting move. They had just purchased a dream house for their family. It was in their hometown of Wynn, Arkansas. Wynn is situated in eastern Arkansas, with a population of around 8,600 folks. Wynn was a railroad town for most of its early history, and it was home for the Van Landinghams. They had friends and relatives living nearby, and they hoped that this move would be their last. The house was purchased as a forever home for the family. The couple had three children, two daughters, Heather and Brianna, who were in their teens, and an 8-year-old son, Ethan, who was the youngest. Terry said she was relieved that the family could find a house like this in their price range. The large house sat in a nice, quiet neighborhood in the heart of town, close proximity to schools, a great yard. She was quite surprised that the house was priced on the lower end. What a steal, she thought. Blake was a trucker. He routinely left home for days, sometimes weeks. And Terry worked at a law office and taught dance part-time. The two had been saving up for a place like this for years. Their previous house was much smaller, and the family was excited to have so much space. On move-in day, Heather and Brianna decided to share the room over the garage, which was situated as a little apartment. Being teenagers, they wanted their own space and felt like adults in their new setup. The entire family was relieved as they brought in their final boxes from the moving truck. Everyone except Brianna. That very first day, she said she felt uncomfortable in the home, telling her family she felt like someone was always watching her inside the house. But everyone else was overjoyed and disregarded Brianna's concerns, and the first few days went by without any issue. But 2 weeks after moving in, Terry was doing some cleaning downstairs one afternoon. She went to the family room, did some dusting, when she looked up and was confused. She had set up a table by the window in the main room and situated a dozen picture frames of her children and family on top. And she was shocked to see that all the picture frames had been turned around, so none of the photos were visible anymore. She walked over, turned all the frames around, and continued about her day. only to walk in later that afternoon to find that now all the frames had been turned upside down. Every single frame of the family lying face down on the table. She couldn't make sense of it. Later that day, Terry told her kids about the frames, asking them if they had done it. The kids said no, and Brianna and Heather informed her that they had found their frames moved in their room as well. Always with the family's photos turned around so you couldn't see them, or turned upside down. Strange. A week or so later, Heather and Brianna were in their room late one evening getting ready for bed, and began to hear someone walking up the stairway next to their room. Heavy footsteps. They believed this was their little brother Ethan, who sometimes, when he couldn't sleep, would come up to their room from downstairs. Ethan really looked up to his older sisters and would come hang in their room and fall asleep there sometimes. They listened as the steps got closer, calling out, "Ethan, is that you?" Then, all of a sudden, it sounded as if someone had fallen backwards down the steps. The girls jumped up, fearing their little brother had fallen. A loud thudding. The girls called out for Ethan again, running to the hallway, only to look down the steps to find no one. They run to tell their mom about this, and she tells them that there's always going to be strange sounds in this house. It's older. The girls insist this was not the house settling. They had heard someone fall down the stairs. But Terry told the girls to stop being dramatic and go back to bed. A few weeks later, Brianna and Heather got home from school, opened up their bedroom door, to find that their room had been completely trashed. Clothing thrown all over, items knocked off shelves, sheets ripped off the beds. There was no rational explanation for any of this activity. The girls again ran to their mom, asking if anyone had been in their room that day, and she said no, she was the only one at home. From then on, the activity seemed to escalate in the girls' room. They would feel large, insanely powerful gusts of wind out of nowhere when all the doors and windows were shut. Temperature drops, that feeling of dread. And then it got worse. They began to see items floating in their room. On one occasion, they looked over to see a plastic bag levitating in the air. Brianna and Heather believed that their house was haunted. But their mom wasn't so convinced, and Terry told the girls that they were drama queens. For the next couple months, the activity continued. On one particular morning, the family was getting ready to go to church. Heather walked into the girls' bedroom and looked over to see Brianna was in the bathroom, facing the mirror, brushing her hair. She couldn't see her sister's face, but she saw the back of her, and Heather began talking to Brianna, asking her what dress she should wear, saying, "I think I'm going to go with this one." Heather saying she had a conversation with her sister for 5 to 10 minutes. During this exchange, Brianna didn't say much back. Heather then said, "Hey, I'm going to go downstairs. I'll see you there." It was then Brianna said, "Bye, Heather. I love you," in a flat voice. Heather was a little confused why her sister would say she loved her when she was going to see her in a few minutes. It was just odd. And when Heather walked downstairs, her stomach dropped. She saw that Brianna was sitting at the kitchen table with their mom, Terry. Heather was freaked out and asked her how she got downstairs before her. She said, "You were just upstairs in the bathroom. How did you pass me on the stairs?" Brianna said she hadn't been in that bathroom all day. She had been downstairs this whole time. Terry confirmed that there was no way she could have seen Brianna upstairs, as she had been down with her the entire time Heather was up there. When Heather thought about it more, she realized she didn't ever see her sister's face. It was hidden. And this experience terrified her. She thought she was talking to her sister, but there's no way it was. She didn't have any idea who she was talking to. And those final words haunted her. "Bye, I love you." Darker spirits, demonic entities, have been known to mimic the living. Many report hearing the sound of a loved one calling their name from the next room, only to follow the voice and find no one there. But this is one of the more rare cases where an entity is not only mimicking a loved one, but full-on impersonating them as well. This entity clearly enjoyed terrifying the girls. But Heather said her mom didn't believe her and disregarded this. It really seemed like the oldest girls were experiencing the bulk of the activity. But a few days after Heather's terrifying encounter, the entire family began to believe. We'll be right back. You're back with Avery After Dark. One night when Blake was out of town, Terry, Heather, Brianna, and Ethan were all sitting in the family room watching TV together. When all of a sudden, they heard it. What sounded like a body falling down the stairs. The exact sound Brianna and Heather had heard before. But this time, the whole family heard it. They all jumped to their feet and ran to the stairs. To again, find no one. The girls had told their mom that this was exactly what they had heard. And even Terry had to admit, this was strange. As time progressed, Terry also realized that photos in the home were still being flipped upside down. She knew at this point it wasn't the kids. There was something very off about their new house. The problem was, Blake, the kid's father, was on the road a lot for work. As a trucker, he would be gone for days, sometimes weeks at a time. But after the incident with the stairs, Terry began calling Blake frantically, telling him there was something going on. Blake said he was at a loss. He couldn't quit his job. He just hoped things would get better with time as the family got more comfortable there. A week or so later, it was midday, and Terry had been out running errands with Heather. They drove back home, and as they pulled into the driveway, they saw Brianna's friend Mia, who had been visiting at the house that day, walk out of the family's garage towards the front yard. Terry and Heather watched until she was out of sight. Terry was a bit confused why Mia would be in the garage alone at all. There was nothing out there but the family's vehicles. They parked the car, entered the house, to see the whole family in the living room. And with them was Mia, sitting on the couch next to Brianna. Terry and Heather say hello to everyone, and then ask Mia what she was doing in the garage just now. Mia gave Terry a puzzled look, and said she wasn't in the garage. She had been inside all afternoon. Brianna and Blake confirmed this, saying she had been sitting with them the past hour. So, if it wasn't Mia, then who did they see coming out of the garage? Heather reminding her mom that just like her experience, they didn't see Mia's face. It was at this moment that Terry finally began to believe that Heather was telling the truth. The entity within the home was clearly taking on the appearance of family and friends. Which, for longtime listeners of the show, I'm not sure if we've ever covered anything quite like this. This entity was clearly powerful enough to manifest in this way, and it completely rocked the family's sense of reality within the home. They didn't trust anything, second-guessing every exchange they had. Imagine not knowing if it was really your mom you just walked past standing in the kitchen. Or if that was really your brother that just said hello to you as he walked past your bedroom door. Terry said she didn't know what the spirit was going to do next. A week or so later, Brianna was in her bedroom alone, watching TV late one night, and she was attacked by the entity. She said she felt a force push her down on the couch, and she began screaming. When Terry and Blake got to her, they were horrified to see she had what appeared to be fresh, bruised marks all down her back. Huge, wide fingerprint marks. The family didn't believe Brianna could have done this to herself. Heather saying that these fingerprints were larger and wider apart than even her father's hands. The family was horrified, and this was the first time Blake was finally forced to realize there was something in the house. But what was it? How was it so powerful? And what did it want? It was around this time that Heather said she began to see the spirit of a young girl inside the house. She looked around 8 years old, and Heather didn't feel afraid of the spirit. Instead, she said she felt like the ghost was trying to get the message to Heather that she had died in the home. This was a completely different energy than the darker spirit. From here, Terry began looking into the history of the home, calling friends, family, neighbors, but no one said they had ever heard of anyone dying in the home. The house didn't seem to have a dark, twisted past. No tragedies. The only bit of information Terry got was that the room over the garage, where Heather and Brianna were experiencing so much activity, was rented out as a boarding room decades back. But that was it. After the attack on Brianna, the family didn't know what to do. Moving wasn't an option. So the family decided to pray daily that God would protect the family. On another occasion, Brianna again was in her room alone when she saw a black mass, what she described as being tall as the ceiling, with no face. And again, she felt it begin to smother her. She screamed out for her mom, and when Terry got to her, she was on the floor. This was now the second attack on Brianna, and the family made the decision that it would be best if she didn't live in the house anymore. Brianna gathered her belongings and went to stay with a relative nearby. Terry knew that the house was haunted by something dark and demonic, so she began looking for help and finds the Central Arkansas Society for Paranormal Research, also known as CASPR. Terry gets in touch with the director of the program named Karen Schillings and tells her about what's been going on in their home, hoping that Karen may be able to help. Karen Schillings and her team speak with the family and find them to be credible. In the following week, she and her team arrive at the home to do an investigation. The group was accompanied by a medium and felt that the reason the house had so much paranormal activity was because it acted as a portal. Why this house? Karen said that some places, spaces, can act as portals to the other side, like doorways, simply because of their location. Naturally occurring electromagnetic fields can create portals where spirits can enter the physical world. Now, all of this is validating for the family, but also awful. There didn't seem to be a clear-cut way of reclaiming their home or getting rid of this darker entity. We'll be right back. You're back with Avery After Dark. The family asked, "How do you close a doorway, a portal?" The medium who investigated felt that the darker spirit in the home was not going to leave. Instead, wanted the family out. This was pure evil. Karen believed that this was the entity that was impersonating members of the family. It would look exactly like the family member or friend, same outfit, same hair, but they could never see its face, and Terry believed it was a demon, imitating the living, and didn't want anyone to see its face. After their meeting with Karen, the family called their pastor to their house to bless it, again joining together in a circle, praying to God. Everyone now fully convinced that evil, demonic forces do exist. Up until moving into the house, the Van Landinghams didn't think much of it, but this experience opened their eyes. And later that night, after their pastor left, Heather went to sleep alone in her bedroom. Different than her sister, she insisted on staying in her bedroom. She had dozed off when she woke up to the sound of her door opening. As we talked about before, sometimes her younger brother Ethan would come into her bedroom to sleep at night, and she figured this was him. She waited a few moments and then felt the bed move, like someone crawling into it, lying down next to her. She turned over, expecting to see her brother Ethan, but there was no one there. She looked and saw an indentation on the bed, as if someone was lying right there next to her, but she couldn't see them. Heather was petrified, frozen. She began to pray and said that she never slept in that room ever again. It got to the point that both Heather and Ethan would sleep downstairs in the family room together every night on the couches. They didn't want to be alone, they were so scared. Karen Schillings returned to the house to conduct further investigations, asking if she could spend the night in Heather and Brianna's room. At this point, Terry had nothing to lose and said, okay. Not having a clue what was in store for her in that room. That night, Karen fell asleep and said she woke up in the middle of the night to look over and see a dark entity lying in bed next door. Just like Heather had experienced, but Karen said that she could actually see the demonic entity. That next morning, Karen told Terry that she suggested the family move, urging the family to get out with their lives and pray it doesn't follow them when they leave. And the Van Landinghams agreed. They decided to pack up and leave this house and the entity behind. Towards the end, the family had become so fearful, so on edge, they had to leave, Brianna wasn't ever there. No one wanted to be anywhere near the house, really. Terry said it got so bad that family and friends of theirs refused to enter, saying when they first moved in, she entertained there a lot, but by the end, she couldn't get anyone to step foot inside her house. The family, in a rush to get out, packed up the entire home and was moved out in just 3 days. They moved into a much smaller rental nearby, but they finally felt peace, and they could be together again. Terry and Blake put the house on the market, and it sold. The Van Landingham said that as far as they knew, the new family that moved in has the upstairs bedroom where Heather and Brianna experienced a bulk of the activity, and the staircase next to it completely blocked off. Heather, reflecting on her experiences in the house, said that over the years, she would pass by and look up into her old bedroom over the garage. She would see the light on in the bathroom, and she said she knows that the entity is still in that house. Going on to say that she's upset that it robbed her family of the life they were supposed to have there. This entire case is especially haunting because of the physical, psychological links this dark spirit went to. Specifically, impersonating living people and the physical attacks. That is on a whole new level, as the family second-guessed everything in the home. Like we discussed, if they passed a family member on the stairs, they were left wondering if that was actually their family member, or the demonic entity impersonating them. This haunting is also so interesting as the home itself didn't have any record of any violent passings or tragedies. That's not to say there wasn't, but the family never found proof of anything whatsoever, and I would think with a smaller town like that, word would spread fast if the house had a dark history. Karen and her team believed simply due to the home's location, it acted as a portal. I'm glad the Van Landinghams got out of there, and I'm also very curious what the next family experienced in the home. Clearly something, as they had part of the house completely blocked off. And this story makes me think that real estate listings should have to disclose this house may be a portal. Be warned. Don't you agree? Until next episode, I'm Avery Ross, and this is Avery After Dark.